From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump's race for the White House remains undecided at this hour, with TV projections showing some key states, including Pennsylvania, are still too close to call. Christiana Simeon is a Clinton supporter from Philadelphia.
I say the mood right now is a little anxious. It's a little closer than I think a lot of people expected, but also a lot of the states that are expected for Clinton, at least, the results haven't come in yet, and so I expect the results to change from where they are now, but yeah, definitely a little anxious.
Donald Trump has been projected the winner of the key states of Florida, North Carolina, and Ohio. 270 electoral votes are needed to win the presidency. Pre-election day surveys gave Clinton a 2-3 point lead over Trump nationwide. In addition to the presidential election, Americans are choosing who will represent them in Congress, and their decisions could shift the balance of power in Washington. Both houses of the outgoing Congress have been controlled by the Republican Party. Up for election are 34 of the 100 seats in the U.S. Senate and all 435 seats in the House of Representatives. Republicans appeared certain to keep their majority control in the House, but the size of their majority is expected to decline. Democrats need to capture 5 Senate seats from the Republicans for a clear majority. A shooting near a U.S. election polling site east of Los Angeles, California, left one person dead and 2 others wounded on Tuesday. The motive for the shooting was unknown, and it was unclear if it had anything to do with the election. Police are searching for a female suspect and possibly a male suspect. Investors worry that Donald Trump might win the U.S. presidency, cause a sharp sell-off of stocks in Asian markets, and push down future prices for U.S. markets Wednesday morning. This is VOA News. Russians plan to launch a new strike on parts of Syria are being met with contempt in Washington, which is accusing Russia of trying to show off its naval capabilities at the expense of civilians. Officials in Russia's defense ministry told the Interfax news agency Tuesday that new strikes against the Islamic State group will target the outskirts of Aleppo. They say the attacks could come within the next few hours. A source in the ministry said the strikes would include a Russia aircraft carrier as well as a cruise missile from other ships located off the Syrian coast. And the International Organization for Migration reports several African migrants have died in a Libyan immigration detention center due to poor living conditions. Lisa Schlein has our report.
The International Organization for Migration says it is working with Libyan authorities to improve conditions and stave off an emerging crisis at the Gharian al-Hamra detention center about 90 kilometers south of Tripoli. IOM spokesman Leonard Doyle says his organization is very concerned by the death of a migrant 2 days ago, the 4th such death in the past 3 weeks. He says all the men, who most likely came from West Africa, have died from liver failure. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
South Korean President Park Geun-hye says she will allow the country's parliament to select a new prime minister, a major concession as she seeks to survive a growing political scandal. President Park announced her decision Tuesday after meeting with the Speaker of the opposition-controlled National Assembly. In addition to allowing parliament to select a new prime minister, Ms. Park also agreed to let the prime minister control the cabinet. Hungary's parliament narrowly blocked an attempt by Prime Minister Viktor Orban to amend the constitution to bar the resettlement of refugees in Hungary without the approval of Hungarian lawmakers and authorities. The measure failed to garner a single vote from opposition parties and fell 2 votes short of the 2-thirds majority needed to pass. Mr. Orban proposed the amendment following an October 2nd referendum in which 98% of those who voted backed a proposal to reject the European Union's refugee quotas. That vote was ruled invalid because of low turnout. The Philippine Supreme Court ruled that the country's former dictator, Ferdinand Marcos, could be buried in a national heroes cemetery. Marcos' 20-year presidency was marked by widespread corruption and human rights abuses. He was forced from power in 1986. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, with continuing live coverage of the presidential election. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.